voice. Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jennifer says, hey, Ben and Kelly, need a little community support here.
Mm.
My husband and I have been together for 10 years, married for 8. He recently confessed to cheating on me during our first year of dating.
Ooh.
He swears it only happened once and that he immediately felt guilty about it. And even though it was 9 years ago, it still felt like somebody hit me upside the head with a brick when he told me the news.
Sure.
I'm having a really hard time with the whole thing. At the same time, we've had a great marriage, 2 beautiful boys, and I never thought I could ask for much more in a man.
Mm.
My question is, what the heck do you do when you get news like this? Is it possible to just brush it off, move on? Or will things just get worse from here? I hope there are some people out there that have had experience with this and can give me some advice. Thanks so much.
Man, that is tough because once the seed has been planted,
yes,
it's going to grow roots and grow.
Now she's going to have doubt.
Yeah. I mean,
where there wasn't some before.
Sorry. You know, you can't put the water back into the hose.
Jug.
The
Once the tea is spilled, you can't put the tea back in the jug. How about that?
I don't know. But yeah.
Does that work?
We understand.
Yeah, you can't unhear that. You can't like unknow it.
I mean, and for him, I understand it was a very, very selfish move.
All that does is make him feel better. Like now his secret is out. He doesn't have to like feel like he's hiding something from her and always has been. But at the same time, that's not, I don't think, helping her in any way.
Do you think it was that something was coming up where, you know, maybe it's a reunion, maybe it's something where he realized he was going to have contact with that person he had an affair with.
Hmm.
And it was a, you know what, I need to just be upfront with this right now before she finds out.
She doesn't know she's not indicating that she knows who it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't know if he's confessed who.
Yeah, okay, so I guess the question is, what do you do with that information now? How do you move forward? We understand that it's going to take some time. And yes, as Tony Melito said,
yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
We understand the past is in the past, but sometimes that can
The past rears its ugly head, what do? You got to confront it.
Yeah, that can sometimes lead some drama in the future here. Steven texts us and says the fact that he told her says a lot. That means he loves her.
Yes, that is true. But now he has, you know, I think created a whole set of other issues for her that didn't exist before that I think maybe they're going to have to work through and maybe unpack some more in therapy with a professional to help her deal with the feelings about what she's learned.
Right.
And then to not let that give her insecurities now that she didn't have before.
All right. So what was your experience with this? 502-795-1997. Have you had experience with this? Can you give Jennifer some advice? What was your story? We'll take some of those comments and stories on the way on 99.7 DJX. Man, group therapy. So Jennifer, our listener, she reached out. Her husband of 8 years just confessed to cheating on her 9 years ago in their first year of dating. Now, he says it only happened once. He was guilty. He felt guilty about it. But she's all like, okay, now what?
Yeah, it sounds like it's just basically it's been eating him up all these years.
Right.
He needed to purge it from his system. But now, like, what does she do with that? It might be creating all sorts of new insecurities that were never there before because they've got a great marriage. They've got 2 kids. Tony from St. Matthew says, bro should not have said anything. Denial ain't just a river in Egypt, LOL. The real question is, why did he say something now? Did he just meet his other 8-year-old?
Oh, my gosh. Mickey then says, hey, they were just dating 10 years ago. It's a giant nothing burger, so just get over it.
Wow. I mean, I love that there's a lot of guys rolling in, chiming in with this.
I mean, it's easy to say,
yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
Sure.
It's harder to get over that sometimes. Hey, Shannon.
I do feel her pain because I have been cheated on myself.
Oh.
And I understand where she's coming from. The way that the world is nowadays in these, no offense, selection of men and women, I would be counting her blessings. If he's a good man, if he had a conscience enough to tell her, you know what I mean? I think that she should be able to move on and, you know, count her blessings that he's a good man, he's a good father, he's a good husband, you know, maybe go to some therapy. But honestly, I would not just be so quick to kick him to the curb or question his every move and everything. Like I said, I've been cheated on before.
Yeah.
But the selection of good men out here are slim, so I would hang on to what she has.
Well, and a lot of people are pointing out, too, that they were just dating when this happened. So, like, nothing has, breached the marriage contract. Yes, no vows were broken. But, yeah.
Yeah, but I can still understand that the pain is still there.
Sure, sure.
I get what you're saying, Shannon.
Maybe that's what she clings on to move on, is knowing that in their marriage he hasn't stepped outside.
Shannon, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good day.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, what's your take on this?
Man, there's a lot of unpack, and I got questions. Number one is, why did it take him so long? Why now?
Yeah.
I guess that's what why now?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I was thinking. Like, why now? Yeah. What are you doing with this now? What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah, what in his feelings has got him to want to confess this 9 years later, number one? Number two, Kelly's 100% right. Now that he's unpacked this for her, there's some therapy from a real professional, not these people on here. Yeah, there's some therapy they need to unpack from a real professional to kind of iron this out. Because if not, I mean, this is on her mind 24/7 now. And she's like, all right, why now? What else is he not telling me? There's a lot of things that can come of this, but they've got to get in to see a real professional. They've got to do that right now. My question to him, though, is I would look at him and go, why now?
Yeah.
What's the point of it now? I get it. A year later, yes. 9 years later, I don't understand that. That would be my question to him. But no, Kelly, you're spot on. There's some real therapy needed for this couple right now. Absolutely.
Yeah, because this has just created a whole bunch of doubt in her that it wasn't there before. And they need to work through that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Dr. Andrew, the Love Doctor. It's again, I think of Tony Melito and I'm like, hey, it's easy to say the past is in the past. And you know what? I think, as we've all kind of said over and over, you just kind of have to hang on to that and say, if everything's good now, then don't let that past affect it. But
yeah, we got another text. Please keep me anonymous, but I cheated in the first year. Haven't since. We've been together 13 years. He probably shouldn't have said anything, but he was a different person then, and the relationship was different. Mm. I don't think she should let it affect their current state of relationship.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, hey, I know that's a tough pill to swallow and a whole.
But I think, yeah, she needs to go through just a little bit of counseling and, you know, probably with him,
well,
too.
With
so
him.
He needs to understand, you know, what the feelings now that he's stirred up in her that weren't that. That's kind of rocked the foundation of what she thought their relationship was.
Yeah.
Yes, it hasn't happened in the course of the marriage,
right,
but early on when they were together as an exclusive couple. So they need to work through that so that she can deal with this, process it, and not let it affect their current marriage.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. And remember our great poet.
Yeah. Understand. Things happen. Mm-hmm. The past is the past.
And see if you can move forward with that. All right. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.